right? So you are more interested in the, such kind of community activities. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then now we are talking about your activity as librarian, but especially about outreach.
Mm-hmm.
Outreach, we say in Japanese also outreach sometimes, but I don't know. We have the outreach activity from library. I don't know where. So could you explain about this?
Yeah. So outreach and public engagement. We are a public institution, and you know the mm-hmm. library is open to the public, and we really want to encourage people to come in and use our resources as much as possible. So if we don't do that, then our collections will just go unused and. Mm-hmm. we won't be doing much all day if we don't, you know, reach out to people and tell them what we have, what our services are, what we can do for them, that kind of thing. I think libraries are just crucially important in society, and I want to let everyone know the different sorts of things that we offer. So I try to design events around that. Some of them are things that, you know, already happened elsewhere, like the Small Press Fest and mm-hmm. Human Library, things like that. Mm-hmm. But we try to put a local spin on it.
Oh, but the usual person thinks library is to read book in the library.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what do you say now about the Small Press Fest and the Human Library?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For why you organize such kind of
I think fundamentally libraries are about access to knowledge, mm-hmm. and you know, and then you're kind of thinking like, well, whose knowledge, where is this knowledge coming from?
Uh-huh.
And then so with Human Library, it's a little bit, you know, like before the printed press, people would just exchange information orally. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a whole, like, storytelling aspect and passing on knowledge that way. So that's what the Human Library is all about. People volunteer to act as books, mm-hmm. And then a reader will come mm-hmm. along and, you know, just talk to them about their life, basically. It's usually people with have some kind of marginalized identity, whether they identify as having autism or like type 1 diabetes, miscarriages, veterans, things that might be difficult conversations mm-hmm. in other contexts. Like you wouldn't just walk up to someone in a grocery store and say like, hey, I noticed you have a disability, like, tell me about that.
mm-hmm.
So a lot of people come to it because they don't know about that particular thing, and they really want to either learn more about it, or maybe they identify that way too and they just want to talk to someone who will understand mm-hmm. them. They might want to be a better ally for that person or like that group of people in the mm-hmm. future. So it's a very accessible way to, you know, sit down and just talk to a person.
Mm-hmm. So that's the Human Library is next month?
Yeah, it is. I'm forgetting the date already.
Yeah, next month probably. We will check the date. Next month in the Granat Center.
Yeah,
probably.
I think it's September 25th, mm-hmm. I want to say.
Yeah, so then there's the Human Library, not easy to explain, but some people come as a book.
Mm-hmm.
So that the person is from different group, different community,
mm-hmm.
and any questions that the customer, user, ask them.
Yeah, so they also have a library card.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you're really actually checking them out, and on the card, the book provides three questions that mm-hmm. the reader can ask to kind of get the conversation going, because it can be a little bit awkward and maybe you don't know where to start. Mm-hmm. You don't have to use those questions, but they're prompts if you're just kind of lost, and then the conversation can lead elsewhere.
Oh. So probably September 26th, Thursday, 5:30 to 9:30 Granite Center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not only Human Library at the time.
Yeah, there's a lot going on at that time. They usually have a few concerts going on, and then there's all the tech demo things, and there's usually some kind of performance happening, like in the theater in Kurnert. So yeah, it's very busy.
Yeah, very busy.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Arigato, thank you. And also, you organize a small press fest and Jinkruster meeting. Also, I'm very impressive. For me, the small press fest is very impressive, but it is the first time.
Yeah, so it was the first time.
Why and how did you organize?
Well, I guess I should say it technically was not the first time. I actually missed it because I was in town at this point. But Jeannie Austin and a few other high school students, they were like the Radical Librarian Group, I think themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you went to those.
The IMC.
The IMC, yeah.
It's Gene Fest.
Yeah.
At that time, we say the Midwest Gene Fest.
Yeah, the Midwest Gene Fest.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this was, this was the Small Press Fest, was very zine heavy, but Zine Fest were kind of a very particular sort of thing that tend to be like a little bit radical, I would say. I mean, like zines are inherently or started off as kind of political, and it seemed maybe not right for an institution like the University of Illinois to be hosting that kind of thing. We did the Small Press Fest, which opens it up for other sorts of non-zine material, but also self-published, and also like the U of I Press was there. They're a very small academic press, so we wanted to include them as well. And in the process of organizing it, I met so many people on campus that are doing this kind of thing, and I wanted to connect them all together. So that's how the zine cluster was born. In the process of doing this, I just really fell in love with zines too as a format. I think I'm a little bit late to the party. I know people have been doing this for years and years, and now I'm just like, hey, have you heard about zines?
Zines, how can I say, there's the opposite side of authentic library.
Mm-hmm.
So why you, personally, why are you interested in zines?
Yeah, so I think it goes back to that, you know, like who's creating knowledge and what's authoritative. And I think that the library should just really be inclusive of, you know, different types of knowledge and different experiences that people have, and, you know, consider like their ideas and their life experiences as like authoritative sources in a way, that, you know, if you're not going to write an academic book and get published, then you have nothing to say, you know? So we're really trying to, you know, think more broadly about information. I think that zines play a big part in that. And it's a great student assignment, I think, or just, you know, for people who want to create zines and feel like they're a little bit more invested, and they feel like they have something to say, and it's like a little bit confidence boosting too. You know, it's not just instructors are telling their students things and they're not getting anything back. You know, it's more of a reciprocal relationship, I think, which is really interesting about the format.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. It's more, but my image is more about music and and more personal zines. But you said the Zincluster. The Zincluster is co-organized by the mechanic engineer.
Yeah, mechanical engineering professor.
Yeah. So I heard many lot of such kind of group by librarians, uh-huh. Human information, etc. But why is this? So I'm surprised. Yeah.
Well, I met Leon through a different project that I was doing, mm-hmm. Like in my capacity in my visual resources role.
Yeah.
I had been interviewing faculty from all across campus to find mm-hmm. out, you know, how they were using images and mm-hmm. how they might want to use images and how the library can better support that. And CITL, the Center for Teaching mm-hmm. Excellence, Teaching Innovation, something, uh-huh. They put me in touch with Leon because they know that he was doing a lot. And I was just blown away by everything that he was doing. You know, he's been having his students do these types of assignments for years and is just, you know, really creative in his approach to teaching mm-hmm. and just absorbs everything and mm-hmm. gets excited about everything, which is, you know, the kind of person I like to collaborate with.
Uh-huh. They're also interesting in the digital storytelling, so probably. Mm-hmm. So that, yeah. Arigatou gozaimasu. Thanks. The Gene Cluster is now starting point. So,
yeah. So for the next year or so, we're going to be focused on the Gene Cluster mm-hmm. at least. I don't think we've really narrowed down what exactly we want to do with it. We had proposed kind of making our own zine for instructors or people who want to get started with this as well. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like a general how-to, what we've learned in the process. And then the various faculty that are in the cluster will work with our students to mm-hmm. create zines that will uh-huh. hopefully be distributed at the next Small Press Fest. So,
oh, that's great.
Yeah. So we're trying to get some more voices involved, mm-hmm. you know.
The second Small Press Fest.
Small Press Fest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. So the, uh-huh. It is a time story. Then the last music you explained about.
I think I picked. Yeah, so I'm not totally sure how to pronounce this. I think it's Nizlopi. Mm. They're like this British duo that I came across like 10 years ago, maybe. And I don't know. I love their style. They're very low-key. I don't know. It just seems like great music to me.
では今日の最後の曲です。ニゾロピっていうものかな、ヘレン。
Hey Helen, your eyes shine and you're beautiful, so I just had to come and sing to you. And Helen made me feel alive last night just to meet you, so this is the best I can bring to you. Cause you sent me singing through the woods last night.
今日も少し、時間が過ぎてしまいました。すみません。最後にサラさんが言ったようにジンクラスターとかの活動を続けて、それで、来年またスモールプレスフェスでそういう 学生たちが作ったジンを展示するのもいいかなと言って話は続きそうなので、またサラさんには来ていただきたいと思います。 Today, thank you very much for coming. はるかの
塩。 Thank you, this was really fun.
Yeah, thank you. それでは、お別れの時間です。今日も、聞いていただいてありがとうございます。リュウタさん、ありがとうございます。WRFU is an open forum for the community. Views expressed those speakers do not represent WRFU Urban Champaign Duet Media Center or the Urban Socialist Movement. Thank you very much for listening. Haruka no show from WRFU Urban. This is a time for ending. We will see you next Friday at the same time. Have a good weekend. See you then. Bye-bye.